Welcome to Reality Check, conversations with experts about applications, solutions, and the things Wi-Fi can do beyond just connectivity. Your host is Matthew Edwards, a Wi-Fi product marketing manager with Arrowhive Networks.
Thanks for joining us for the second part of this three-part series of our podcast all around the topic of BYOD. And in the first session, I've been joined by Nick Fowler from AirWatch, who's joining us again today, and we'll be discussing more of the challenges of BYOD. So once you've decided that BYOD is for you, or you've just come to the realization that you're network is infested by BYOD devices and you need to start coming up with some kind of security policy administration plan, that's really what we want to help you with today. So Nick, welcome back for this second section.
Hi, good morning.
So I think obviously we've talked about BYOD, and I think whenever we're talking to organizations, as soon as you say the word BYOD, I think security comes straight to the top of the mind. But as you've been implementing BYOD over the years for different enterprise organizations, what are some of the main challenges that you've been seeing organizations facing today?
Okay, so sometimes the challenges will depend upon the different vertical sector or different vertical market. So, if we take the security and privacy piece first, then, if you're looking at heavily regulated organizations, then, you've potentially got unions and lots of other types of bodies who may well want to have a look at this in much more detail, because obviously you're bringing in privacy around the end user. So there's definitely a challenge around the heavily regulated organizations around that piece. But then obviously in the security piece, it's understanding which devices or which OSs or which types of users can actually gain access to, information or confidential information which is actually sitting within the boundaries of an organization. And that, obviously spans through commercial organizations, and they'll be very different to government organizations, and even more different to educational organizations where BYOD is quite prevalent. So the challenges are wide, and depending on which pillar that you're looking at will determine which ones that the organization or body have to actually address. So obviously you do have the security, the privacy, and also infrastructure. But then also you have to take into consideration costs as well. So do the organization typically buy a device for the end user, or do they allow them to buy their own and bring it in, or do they buy a subset of devices and let them choose it? So yeah, there's lots and lots of challenges, lots and lots of things to address, but we'll have a look at each organization in turn and see what they're actually doing. And we'll also apply, our learnings from other organizations who have successfully done this in the past.
Okay, perfect. I think we actually had it internally once when, again, going back to this idea of not really knowing if you're doing BYOD or not, we actually had one of our employees bring in their own device, their laptop from home, because he actually said that the laptops that we provided, it was MacBooks, the screens for him were too small. So he had his own MacBook at home, and I think it was the 17-inch, and he actually brought it into the office one day. We said, yeah, that's absolutely fine. Allowed him to connect it to the network. And, of course, ourselves, being a mobile-driven organization, we do a lot of remote meetings, just as me and you were discussing today. We do go-to meetings, we do Skype, we do webinars, whatever it may be. And we even run our phone systems over the network infrastructure as well. And what we found when we allowed this person to bring in their device one day was actually by the afternoon, our entire network had been crippled. And at the time, we had absolutely no idea why. Our meetings were crashing, our voice system was going down, and we actually had one of our support engineers go around the entire network doing low-level traces in the switches, in the firewall, checking the ISP. We could not for the life of us figure out what this problem was for about, 4 hours. And we actually had the engineer get to a point where he went, I've traced a high amount of traffic coming from one particular device. And of course, lo and behold, it happened to be this BYO device, this personal device from one of our new employees. And what he didn't realize is he was actually running, well, I'm sure he did realize, he was running torrents that he had been running at home, and he brought it into the network. Of course, this was his personal device, so he'd just been doing his own thing at home. And of course, that was just absolutely crippling our bandwidth. So from a quality of service point of view, that was impacting on the phone system, our go-to meetings, etc. So that really impacted us as an organization. I'm sure you've seen many similar scenarios yourself. Fortunately, we have a way of dealing with that today. But in that kind of scenario, is there any, or if you've got a similar scenario, have you had any, I guess, horror stories from BYD, and then how have you come in there and, I guess, turn things around, or how would you address that particular scenario, Just?
Sure. Yeah, so, I mean, some of the horror stories I obviously can't share because they'll be confidential. However, from a high-level perspective, one of the areas that is of concern and has happened in the past is BYOD devices coming in, and then those devices obviously downloading sensitive confidential documentation and then being lost or left in a taxi or a bar or whatever it is, and that information being compromised by somebody who's not meant to be looking at that information. So, you know, that has happened in the past, and sometimes that has actually led the conversation or an organization coming to us and going, okay, right, we've had a compromised situation. We really need to address this now. So, you know, not necessarily an infrastructure pull-down side like you've had, but the bigger areas where this happens more is the compromise of a device or information that's on a device that's not in compliance and doesn't have the right security policies aligned to it. That's probably the biggest area that we've had, you know, a BYOD kind of fast-tracked, shall we say, to be implemented in one of our customers, or several of them.
Got it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, obviously going back to what we were saying before, I mean, in our own organization, and, you know, this scenario plays out through many that we've spoken to before, which obviously drives a lot of the fears, I guess, or the challenges of BYOD, is the unprepared nature for BYOD. We keep saying it that organizations sometimes don't even realize that they've got BYOD operational within their network. And I guess to some extent, that's what we were finding initially. We were starting to allow more mobile devices in our network, and of course, without proper planning, although we did have a tightly secured network, in that particular case, it was more of a capacity issue. We didn't allocate enough bandwidth to each individual device or service or whatever it may be. So even though we had the high capacity Wi-Fi in there, the quality of service on the internet, etc. If you've got somebody, and I guess it's the scenario of build it and they will come, if you put a whole fat piece of infrastructure out there, well, someone could come along and eat it all, and that's what we were finding. So I think the key thing really is planning, like any of these scenarios, whether we're talking about security or the policies, et cetera, or even the capacity, is making sure that we've really thought about what devices or what users we have in our network, what applications we have running over that system, and making sure we've got sufficient performance as well.
Absolutely, a defined program is key. It's absolutely key, making sure that that is in place for all users. And also that also ensures that you've got a simple, transparent solution for them to either dip in or out of whenever they choose. So, because obviously you've got to make it so that they can be part of the BYOD, and then if they didn't want to be anymore, they need to be able to drop off the BYOD very, very simply. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Program's key.
Absolutely. And I guess just to really wrap this part of the podcast up, when we're talking about challenges, if we say planning is the obviously the key to success of BYOD, because it is a great opportunity for organizations to provide a more flexible approach internally and for their users. Whenever you're talking to organizations today, what are some of the key things that you would say make up their success? And obviously in the third episode of this podcast, we'll focus on a specific story. But as you're talking to organizations today, if you were closing up our meeting, I was one of your customers, and you were to say, right, we've agreed BYOD is a great thing. we know that you have some concerns about the implementation, the performance, security, whatever it may be. What are the key things that you would give to me to take away today that I know that I'm going to have a successful BYOD deployment?
Absolutely. So, yeah, I would say, obviously, as we've said before, planning and a full program, transparency and understanding from the organization to the potential users, and also keeping it simple. So simplifying the system so it feels like the end user is in control of what they're doing, their own destiny, how they get access, and they can dip in and out when they need to, you know, when it's important. So, I mean, obviously, you can put some controls around that, so making sure that a device is recognized on a particular network, it has to be enrolled or has to be within compliance, but keeping it simple so they have the ability to come into the program and then leave the program should they desire that they don't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, that's absolutely crucial. I think that is one word that sometimes gets left out with BYD deployments sometimes is simple. I think organizations tend to get so caught up in the security challenges, the compliance concerns, that we really do forget the simplicity factor. And I guess that applies to both the IT team, to the organization, to the end user. And even when we're addressing this from a general Wi-Fi point of view or infrastructure point of view, obviously everybody wants a secure network, but you really get caught up in that area where we have making a network and infrastructure, devices, and organization very secure, but at the same time trying to balance that with simplicity and making it user-friendly, because sometimes as you move up that scale from one side to the other, the more simple something is, sometimes the less secure it can be, where you move up to the security side of things and it can be less simple. So I think really trying to make sure that you've got usability in there, balanced with the right element of security, and you're going to do absolutely fine.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, keep it simple at the front end and keep the complexity behind them in the background.
Fantastic. Okay, so I think that kind of wraps up the second part of this three-series podcast. Again, I would like to thank Nick for joining us for today's session. So thank you, Nick.
No problem, thank you.
In the third episode, we'll focus and drill down into consolidating everything we've discussed so far, which is these opportunities, why we should be looking at BYOD, and those challenges and how we're overcoming them, to really focusing on successful deployment, so where we've seen it in the past, and how we can then transfer this knowledge onto yourselves and your own organization so that you can have a successful BYOD deployment. So thank you, everybody, for listening to today's session.